This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Jay Leno talks about his nearly 40-year marriage. Why is he talking about his marriage? Does anybody know why I have audio of this? Sean, why do I have audio of Jay Leno talking about his marriage?
Well, someone asked him about his marriage and how he was able to keep it going for so long.
Oh, and that's why I have the audio?
Yep.
I married someone that was, you know, I always tell guys when they meet a woman, marry your conscience. Marry someone who's the person you wish you could be. And it works out okay.
I like that.
You know, I had a discussion with somebody once. He said, oh, I met this girl. She's crazy, but the sex is unbelievable. I go, great. But when the sex is over, he's still crazy. Now you have a crazy person for 23 hours of the day.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking, there's nobody out there that would be like, God, I want to be like Jamie. Marry somebody really? You wish you could be. Do you think there's a man out there that wishes he could be me?
Nope. Quick answer. Nope.
It's so sad.
Settled.
It's so sad.
Jay Leno, I don't know. I feel like he likes his cars more than he likes his wife.
I do too.
I really do.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's giving marriage advice.
I've never even seen that woman.
Me either.
Yeah, I don't even know anything about her.
And even the way he speaks there, it's not really endearing.
No, it's like it'll work out.
Yeah.
Just fine.
Yeah. I think he loves his cars more.
Yeah. He probably should have got the crazy sex girl. He would have been more interesting to hear. Yeah, it'll work out just fine. Look at my Corvette. All right, anyway. Man, you guys, this whole massive college bribe thing. Woo! All right, so I thought this was interesting, so I'll explain it to you. First of all these celebrities were finding out that they paid a big bribe so their kids could go to elite colleges, correct? Correct.
Right.
Okay. Well, I was trying to figure out how this all went down. Here's what we know now. There's an executive who they are keeping anonymous. They won't tell us who, but it's some big like CEO of something. He went to the FBI because I guess a Yale soccer coach said, hey, I understand that maybe your daughter wants to go to Yale. And this is a big CEO. And he's like, yeah, she's looking at different, you know, colleges. And he's like, give me $450,000 and I can make Yale happen for her. He was like, what, are you serious? And then the guy started texting back and forth, and he was kind of luring him in. Like, what do you mean? So is this a legit thing? He goes, yes, I can absolutely get your child in for $450,000. He then took all these texts and all these emails, and he took them to the FBI. And that's where the FBI uncovered all of this.
And again, though, I'm not shocked by any of this. I'm not. I just assume this happens all the time.
A lot of people are, though.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people are shocked. Because it's a lot of money, and you would...
Mm. But didn't you figure that for people to get into, say, Notre Dame, for an example, very prestigious school, right, that strings had to be pulled?
I don't really.
Didn't you think?
No.
I've always thought
it was really the elite student that got into these places. I never thought about people paying to get their kid in college.
I did.
I know you do. You've said it a lot.
But the reason I just always thought
it was the elite kids.
The reason I've always thought that is because of what happens at other levels. For example, high schools. You know, there are certain high schools that recruit athletes.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I do.
Yeah, that there are kids that live, you know, 40 miles from a certain school, but they go to that school because they're an elite athlete, and they've been recruited, and they waive the fees.
I get that because they have something to gain, and then they win the championship and all that. But these are just dumb girls going into elite schools.
Right, with Photoshop
money.
Pictures.
It was photo, like nobody wins in this, except for the money taker.
The money.
Yeah.
It's the money. It's all about the cash.
I'm just like, nobody.
But don't you think too that these actresses or most of these are mothers? If you notice that,
yeah,
they're mostly mothers. The dads aren't even a part of this.
Well, except for Massimo.
Yeah. So, but don't you think that these people that they see some pretty or they see some limelight with having a kid at
USC. Oh, my
USC.
God. You just made it where I can't say prestigious either.
Prestigious. I started to say the word.
And I know, but you said spa, and then I was like, it's not
prestigious.
It's not spa-stregious.
No, it is prestigious, right? Yeah. But
I mean, that was funny.
They get a kick out of that. It's just that their kid's in USC.
Lori Loughlin's daughters now are not going to be returning to USC because they think they're going to be bullied, which they will be.
Yeah,
they have both dropped out of USC.
Oh, God. Great. That was a wasted $500,000.
Half a million bucks gone.
Really? They're out.
But I wonder this. Here's the other thing I wonder. Because remember, the one daughter said, my parents are forcing me to go to college. I don't even want to go. How mad is this little girl now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She said in interview after interview, I don't want to go to college. I don't even like college. This is not what I want to be doing. I just want to go for the parties or whatever. My parents are forcing me to go. And now, you know, she's like, oh my God, Mom, see what you did? And you paid because I'm so stupid. I couldn't get in myself.
And I will be shocked if any of these parents spend any time in jail.
Well, they won't.
I will be shocked.
It already came out that they won't. Some big lawyer for CNN said they won't. It'll be a plea deal and this and that. And whatever.
Right. They're not going to get in any trouble for it.
Well,
the most part.
They'll get in trouble, but it won't be. Yeah.
Well, they lost their money.
Yeah. Yeah. But they agree with you that there's no jail time.
They're not going to go to jail. Nothing big's going to happen from this.
Well, so far they've lost a lot of money because Lori Loughlin lost to all of Hallmark. You know, she's on all those Hallmark Christmas specials and everything. Yeah. Anyway, so she lost all her Hallmark stuff. She also lost the fifth and final season of Fuller House. Aunt Becky ain't coming back, okay? So sad. What are they going to do without Aunt Becky?
I don't know. She'll be back. I mean, geez, I mean, look at this Jesse Smollett guy. I mean, look what he went through in Chicago when he had that whole attack thing that was all fake and a fraud. He's still working with Empire.
Yeah, and their ratings are like...
They're awful, aren't they?
And the pooper.
That show's done.
Lori Loughlin, the daughter Lori Loughlin's daughter, right? Her daughter, whatever her name is. She lost Sephora yesterday. She lost Tresemme yesterday. Oh, her name is Olivia. She lost all kinds of endorsement deals. All these people said that they weren't going to go to Sephora if Sephora still had her cosmetic line. They dumped her. Man, this is costing them a lot of money. That's for sure. Overall.
Yeah.
But I looked up their net worth, and I guess they're worth like $90 million.
Yeah, they're going to be okay, I guess.
Yeah, they have $90 million. Yeah. With the Massimo brand, and then she brought to the table $10
million. And they'll be back. I mean, this thing will last for the next, few months or so, and then they'll be right back to doing what they do.
Well, they said the two girls are so humiliated, they can't even leave the house.
Really?
Yes.
Because their mom cheated? Yeah. Got them in school?
Yes.
Can't leave the house.
Can't even leave the
house. I find that hard to believe. So, they didn't even want to be at that school. I don't even think they ever went to a class.
That's what I was trying to figure out if I was the PR team. Like, how do I spin this? How do I do damage control? If I'm the girls' PR team, I'd be like, we didn't want to go to school. We said it. And our mom is dumb. We didn't even want her to spend the money. We
never went to a class.
Ever.
We don't know anything about it. We don't even know where USC is located.
We don't even know how we got in there.
Yeah.
Hey. Kyle Richards. Now, I know that you don't know Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I don't.
But her husband is Mauricio, okay? So let me give you a little background. So Kyle Richards is part of the Hilton name because her sister married the big Hilton guy, okay? Are you with me?
Mm-hmm. What's,
Rick.
Right.
Isn't his name Rick?
Right. So
that's Paris Hilton's dad.
Right, and Kyle's brother-in-law.
It's Rick, yeah.
Right, okay. So Kyle's brother-in-law is Rick, right? So they're all in the family together, and Mauricio sold Hilton real estate all over Beverly Hills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Mauricio started his own agency, and they called it The Agency. And it is blown up in Beverly Hills in L.A.
Right.
I mean, it has taken over. And the Hiltons now won't even speak to that family.
I've heard of the agency.
Yeah, and so they're so mad they won't even speak to them.
Okay.
Well, now it looks like Kyle Richards' husband, Mauricio, is being sued for fraud for $32 million.
Really?
Here's what they said happened. So they said Mauricio was supposed to sell a property in Malibu, and it was for $32 million. Well, then they believe that Mauricio talked to one of his buddies and said, hey, these people are idiots, right? Like, I think they'll take like $20 million for this property, and it's actually worth like $60 million. And they're like, what? And they're like, yeah, buy it with me. So they told the other guys, nope, this property isn't worth that much. So we're going to go ahead and take it off your hands. And they bought it for like $20 million.
Huh.
Turned it over the next year and sold it for $60 million.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
No. I got a housewives question
sure,
for you.
Yep.
Who's the guy that just got out of prison?
Yes.
I don't know about him, but he's the guy that they're throwing out of the country, aren't
now,
they?
Now, that's New Jersey.
Is that a different show?
Yeah, so let me fly over to New Jersey.
Okay. I saw yesterday where somebody got out of prison.
Yes, and that is Teresa Giudice's husband, Joe.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's the guy, he's like a Sicilian or something, or Italian. Right?
Yeah. Italian. Yeah.
I read a lot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but this is sad because Joe Giudice went right from prison right into ICE custody. He has like five little girls.
Yeah, they're going to throw him out of the country, right? Is that the rumor that he's being deported because he overstayed his visa or something like that, right?
Right. Yeah. Huh. And he makes good Italian food on the show.
I'll bet he does. Yeah, he looks Italian.
That look like? Tell me what he looks like.
Dark hair.
Uh-huh.
A little greasy.
Ew.
In a way.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that.
He is.
But I mean,
I can say he
I'm pretty sure that like that one right there is like you can't say Italians are greasy.
No, I said he was.
I know, but I said, what does Italian look like? And you said greasy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying now. I take that back. I was just talking about this guy. He looks a little greasy to me, okay? I didn't mean it the way Jamie asked me, okay? All right, so I want to take all that back.
There's kind
of
a rule.
Look, I'm part Italian. I can say that.
No, there's kind of a rule. You can say anything bad you want about Canadians. Nobody gets mad. You can say,
Or Irish.
Or Irish.
You can do it about Irish people all day. You can call them drunks. You can call them whatever you want to call an Irish person.
You can call them pasty.
And you will not get in trouble for it. You won't. You won't. But anybody else, you get in trouble.
Yeah. I wouldn't say Italians are greasy.
I meant that that one guy.
Joe's greasy.
Yeah. Well.
He's about this high. He's really short and he's really round.
Yeah.
He's like short and round. I don't know what that looks like. But anyway. All right. He's waiting deportation. Man. Can you imagine?
Get his butt out of here. I feel bad for him, actually.
I do, too.
I really do, because
he's got
kids.
Yeah.
He's got kids. He's got his wife, and she says she's not going anywhere, right?
Oh, she said, hell no.
She's not moving back to Italy.
No. Somebody said he was born in Italy and came here at 2 months old. But the thing is, a lot of people...
No.
What?
That can't be true, can it?
Why couldn't he come here at 2 months old?
Why would they just now discover that he needs to be thrown out of the country?
Well, I guess they never did his paperwork, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You're 2 months old and you got a visa to come here? I don't know.
It's just like Alina, right? She was born in England and all that stuff. And she came over here. God, it took so much work and so much money for her finally to become a citizen.
And then, I hired a guy one time in Los Angeles that got thrown out of the country.
You did.
Yeah. He came here from England, and he had a six-month visa, and he either had to get married to an American woman or be thrown out of the country. And when his 6 months was up, the authorities went into the radio station, got him, and threw him out. They sent him to, I think he went to Australia.
Well, that's what we were trying to do with Alina, because she was having such a hard time. So we were going to have her marry this gay guy. His name was Mr. Poodle, but he was just way too gay.
Yeah.
They would have known.
Yeah.
It was like, hi.
Dead giveaway, I guess.
Ew, boobs. Ew.
Yeah, you got to get something.
Yeah. We love Mr. Poodle, though.
A little bit more believable.
Yeah.
You can't go with that.
No.
No.
Not when he's like, the authorities. Get those away from me.
Yeah, the authorities will be all over you.
We even practiced.
They'll see a slipper.
We practiced on the radio. We practiced with Mr. Poodle and Alina on the radio to try to man him up a little bit and have questions. Like we were the people that had to, make sure they were, it was bad.
Yeah.
He'd never had relations with a woman.
Oh, my. It probably would have been easier to make her the guy. Oh, crap. I just stepped in it again, didn't I?
I feel like that's another greasy comment.
Did I greasy another comment? This is not a good Friday for me.
Well, you'll be happy to know I'm Italian. It's true. We look greasy. Hey, there you go. You're fine. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell what draft.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.